Investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board are looking into the cause of this weekend's hot air balloon accident in Central Texas. The crash killed all 16 people on board. It's been called the worst balloon accident in U.S. history, and it's putting the spotlight on whether the Federal Aviation Administration should impose tighter safety restrictions on commercial hot air balloon operators. John Burnett is NPR's Southwest correspondent. He's with us now from Austin. John, welcome back to Here and Now.
Hey, Eric.
So, John, you were at the scene of the crash this weekend, and you spoke with investigators. Can you tell us the latest on the investigation?
Well, the big question is really, why did this huge balloon hit these very tall, high-voltage power lines that that go across this, you know, Central Texas cropland? Presumably, the gondola burst into flames when it hit these high power lines, and the pictures from the news helicopters showed that the basket was just incinerated with the poor people inside, presumably 15 passengers and the pilot. The power lines have been there for years. They're like 15 stories tall, and the pilot lived about 10 miles away. I actually went to his house, and so he knew the route. So really, the questions are, why didn't this big balloon, why wasn't it able to clear those lines? Was it weather? Was it pilot error? Was it an equipment malfunction? They'll look at the FAA flightworthiness certificate for the balloon, and they're sure going to talk to the ground crew, the chase crew, and any possible witnesses.
This isn't the NTSB's usual kind of investigation, I gather. I mean, are there other challenges here, John?
Well, you know, it's tough because there are no survivors and there's no flight data recorder in balloons, and they don't know if they're we don't know if they're eyewitnesses yet. But on the other hand, it's generally easier than an airplane crash. You don't have wreckage that's spread out for miles. All the bodies are in one place. And there's not as many things that can go wrong in a hot air balloon, certainly compared to an aircraft. We know the NTSB has recovered 14 personal electronic devices, cell phones and cameras. And so if they're not if they're still operable, not burned too bad, they'll try to get inside those and analyze the images and see what the passengers saw before this horrific accident.
John, do we know much about the people who were killed on board?
Well, we mainly know about the pilot. His name is Skip Nichols. He's 49 years old. He was the owner and the main balloon pilot at Heart of Texas Balloon Rides. You know, in published interviews, friends have said he's very experienced, he's safety conscious, but some really troubling things have emerged in the last 24 hours about him. He had a driving while intoxicated charge in 2000 in Missouri. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reported in 2008 that he had a balloon company in Missouri in those days. It got an unsatisfactory record from the Better Business Bureau because it didn't respond to customer complaints. And he was on probation in Missouri for dealing drugs. So, again, investigators are going to, once they identify his body, we assume the coroner will look for the presence of drugs in his system. And they'll surely look at his pilot certificate to see if he revealed some of these Missouri charges to the FAA when they gave him a pilot's license.
John, hot air balloons are technically considered aircraft. Briefly, what kind of safety regulations are there, and should there be more?
Well, you know, the NTSB wrote this letter in 2014 saying that they had real concerns about balloons carrying so many passengers and being so unregulated, far less regulated than, you know, than helicopters and aircraft. And so there was an aviation attorney I talked to this morning. He said, we saw this thing coming.
John Burnett is NPR's Southwest correspondent. Thank you, John.